Do you have a habit of doom scrolling? You know, like mindlessly scrolling through your feed and unwittingly absorbing the negativity from all the terrible things happening in the world, or the terrible things that people are saying to each other online. Or maybe you're being inundated by endless notifications, leaving you with an overwhelming mental fatigue that makes it impossible to focus on anything. If so, you may be using your electronic devices too much. But don't worry. Mental health experts like Mission Connection say that it's possible to break your digital habits with a digital detox. The connection between technology and health issues has been documented for quite a while now. Overuse of electronics has been linked to cognitive fatigue, diminished attention span, and impaired social interactions, along with mental health issues and sleep disorders. One article by the Columbia University Department of Psychiatry notes that there is a strong correlation between heavy social media use and depression, anxiety, and suicide ideation, illustrating the importance of reducing screen time and reliance on technology. However, Mission Connection also acknowledges that many platforms are designed to be addictive, and that's before we consider the communication demands of many modern workplace environments. Anyway, that's why the experts have compiled resources on how to successfully carry out a digital detox. Mission Connection defines digital detox as a voluntary abstinence from electronic devices and social media, with the goal of improving real-life interactions. Mental health professionals say that there are several benefits associated with doing this, including enhanced productivity, lower stress and anxiety levels, and strengthened personal relationships. People who participate in a digital detox also often report better sleep quality and appreciation for the world around them, leading to a more emotional balance and mental wellness. When you set out to do something, it's better to have a clear objective in mind. The same applies to a digital detox. To begin a partial or full detox, many experts suggest establishing specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, SMART objectives to make it easier for you to stick to your usage goals. One example of this is designating certain hours of the day as tech-free times and reducing daily screen time by a set amount. This can also be done by replacing digital activities with real-world hobbies, establishing tech-free spaces in the home, and creating other boundaries for technology usage. Of course, it won't be smooth sailing from the get-go. You can expect to experience withdrawal, which may include heightened anxiety or fear of missing out, FOMO, in the initial stages of a detox. To deal with it, try to engage in mindfulness techniques to resist impulses to check your devices. You may also find it helpful to seek support from loved ones or track your progress. Routine self-reflection is particularly beneficial for helping you recognize any positive changes in your mental state. Seeing such tangible improvements can definitely motivate you to keep up your new usage habits, leading to changes for the better over the long term. Interested in more mental health tips related to technology or other things? Mental health professionals like Mission Connection have many guides, and they're all available for public viewing. Check them out by visiting the link in the description if you want more mental health life hacks.